at this point we transition, and we've got a few people that are going to be joining us for our weekly mentoring call. You're welcome to stay on if you've never joined us before. We just kind of get into some of the issues that business builders are dealing with and go from there. So they'll be joining us any second. Okay, I'm looking for Harold Corner, Janice Skipper, Molly, Kathy Clark, and I think that's it, because the other two people, Ken Skripa and Kathy Podrasky, are committed to other things this morning. So Kathy, Janice, Molly, and Harold. And we have a newcomer couple that I know will be joining us as well. So if you guys get on the line.
It's Harold.
Good morning, Harold. I see, when I have to sit patiently waiting for someone to join, I start to get really nervously anxious, going, are they going to help me because I'm all alone?
No, you've been, you sound like some of my clients I had.
Oh, how are you doing this morning, Harold?
I'm doing good.
Doing good. Did you get anything out of Doug's call there?
It was very interesting. Yeah, I've got, you know, several people that either the kids are ADHD or autistic, and I think there's not, you know, too much of a gap between the two sometimes.
No, no, not at all, because the symptoms are the same, and I just, oh, man, I was, my heart was leaping for joy when he said, you know, this is not a cure. Oh, we're dealing with the symptoms. I'm like, well, yeah, exactly. Who can, you know, if we, you know, if somebody's got cancer and all, you know, the, or they've got a, you know, a tumor or whatever in their body and the symptoms are this, well, who really cares if you deal with it and, you know, they live another 100 years with none of the symptoms? Who cares?
That's right. Quality of life.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you a little bit of a story about that just from this week. One of the ladies that I did a rollout on last week, she brought her son, and we did a rollout on him, and he is pretty ADHD. Hardly stopped talking, tough to sit still very long, and things like that, you know. You could just tell he was just dancing around. So we gave him a rollout. She left. I called her up on Tuesday this week and said, how's it going? I said, well, let me tell you a couple of things that's happening. Number one, I haven't seen that much change in him, but he loves the sleep system. Mom, I want this. Mom, I want this. So I said, well, what do you, or she said to him, what do you see that's helping you? He said, well, I haven't been sent out of class all week long.
Wow.
And she said, well, how often do you get sent out of class? He said, well, once or twice a day usually, because I'm disruptive. And the teacher can't teach the class, so I have to leave and go down to the study hall. But I hadn't, you know, that hadn't happened to him all week long. I said, well, you know, has that been something that's been going on for some time? She said, well, it is sort of, I guess. I don't know that much about it, but I get an email from his teachers almost every day about something. And she said, really haven't started getting any emails this week, so I just didn't thought anything about it. I get so many that it just didn't occur to me that suddenly they had quit. And so I said, well, what do you think, you know, down the road, what do you think might happen? She said, well, I don't know, but I'm going to email his teachers today and have them tell me what they see in him in his class right now. But it seems to me like he's much calmer and obviously not disruptive, which is just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
After, you know, a weekend, you know, on the products, and that's it.
Wow. Wow.
So that's cool.
Yeah, and that's just from the rollout, and then did he take the pad home?
He has shoe inserts, a necklace, and the sleep system.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So your basic thing, and, you know, I keep seeing that over and over, that the insoles, the necklace, the sleep system. So when we talked about our rest and relaxation products, it's getting them on the things that are going to allow them to get their quality rest at night and then to get the body to relax, so it's, you know, less stress during the day. And
right. And that's exactly what I told her. I said, you know, this will give him something that he's using 24 hours a day, something at night, something during the day. and that makes sense to them. You know, that they can understand, well, you know, that would be better if he has something all the time.
Yeah.
And so that just, it doesn't really come up.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's cool. That is really cool. Do we have anybody on yet besides Harold and Vance?
Molly Chung.
Good morning, Molly.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good, good. I was on the phone listening to Doug Bryan's. Wow, that impact on the autism is tremendous. I had heard him talk about on stage, but not to such a detail.
Yeah.
I noticed, though, you didn't let him finish on the reason. More than one reason that he chose the Meekin.
Yeah, I didn't, did I? which is common. I usually ask a question, then it spurs on about five other questions in my brain. You know, there's little mice running around, little hamsters running around on the wheel in my brain. They get faster, and then they multiply like bunnies. And so the thoughts just keep coming at me, and rather than write down all of them, I just go with the one that's, you know, the biggest, you know, hamster that's running the fastest. And so
yes, I'm sure many people like you want to know more.
It's these doggone products. You know, if I didn't take Jade within 5 minutes of waking up in the morning, my brain wouldn't work.
Sam, this is Kathy Clark.
Good morning, Kathy. You're our drive time.
I'm on the road. So I will probably keep you on mute most of the time.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Okay, well, you guys are the ones I was waiting for. And who was before? We have a new couple. Are they on?
We're not new, but we're here.
Oh, okay, thanks, Mom, Dad. No, there was another couple, and I forget who they were. I guess I should have wrote their name down. They emailed me this week and asked me if they could join us. I said, absolutely. If you want to take a beating from Vance on a regular basis and the rest of this team, well, you know, you're more than welcome to jump on if you're a glutton for punishment. Good morning.
Steve Crowfoot.
There we go. That's it. Steve, and is it Julie?
Cheryl.
Okay.
Yeah, she's being grandma today, so she's not.
Okay. Well, Steve, welcome to the group, and give us a, you know, 30 to 60 second, and I know the rest of the group are like, okay, come on, Vance. We're like got 1 week left of this 90-day rhythm. Why on earth are you inviting another person to join us? I don't know. Steve, give us a little bit of occupational background and why you want to be a part of an accountability group like this one.
Well, I've spent about 20 years in the jewelry industry and then another 8 or 9 years in the telecommunications industry. And I just wanted to... 10 years ago, I got my life back with Meekin, and I'm more excited now than I was 10 years ago. And I want to get off being a PERMA executive and get on to Heroic Advancer.
Okay. Good enough, then. All right. Well, let's jump on into things. Any one of you, I'm going to throw it out. We had several events take place last Sunday evening, and so I won't lie. Usually I have the ability to catch Rick's or the Sunday night call with Rick and Terry and the gang via the recording, but obviously for some reason this week it wasn't recorded at FocusOnGrowth.com. So was there actually a call, or did
Yes. Yes. Okay. It was actually a call. I call it myself Rick Murphy's exhortation.
Okay.
He really gives out such a momentum talking about the future. And a call I found on the Meekin consultants, do it quick. Okay. I won't tell you what is coming in May, but get yourself ready.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just before he went to Europe.
I knew that he was getting ready to head over to Norway, so I was wondering how much they were going to go. Okay. So So, Harold or Kathy, what was your, or Steve, you, what was your take on the call?
This is Harold.
Yeah.
You know, my problem right now is that when you're retired, you forget what day of the week it is. I really have a tough time, so I'm going to have to put that on my Palm Pilot and have it give me a thing, because I forget, you know, by 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night, Judy says, didn't you have a call today? I said, oh, my gosh, is this Sunday? Yes, it is Sunday. You know, even though we go to church and things like that, you just
forget. Well, it's kind of like the life of a farmer. You know, they work 7 days a week, so they never have to worry about having a bad Monday.
That's true. You know, when I call up people and getting appointments and stuff, I say, well, what about tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's a holiday, or tomorrow's Sunday, you know? I'm not going to be able to do that then. Oh, well, I apologize, you know? So I didn't hear it. Bottom line, I've got to do better.
Okay. Well, no worries whatsoever. And I know that the gist of what Rick wanted to convey to people is just that, okay, we're coming to the end of this rhythm of this cycle, this 90-day pattern. So without beating ourselves up, let's take a quick inventory and say, okay, what did we get accomplished? And I know for me personally, what I've so enjoyed is one other thing. And you guys need to understand, this comes from, well, 39 years of experience. This is all I know from the way my parents and my grandparents taught us as far as the best way to, how do I say this? The best way to learn a skill and or duplicate that skill is to model. You model success. And, you know, in parenting, if you want to see good attributes in your kids, well, then you have to model it. Good things are, you know, caught, not taught. So, therefore, do we need to spend a lot of time going to training meetings or having training classes? I got an email a few days ago from Tara McGuire, who said she was having a sponsorship party last night because they had 5 guests. I think that was her number, at a wellness preview this week on Wednesday with Dennis Williams. So she just said, hey, let's Friday night, let everybody come over to my house, and we'll have a sponsor party, which is a great way, fantastic way, using the McDonald's approach of, look, why don't you watch me do it this first time, and then the second time we're going to do it together, and then the third time I'm going to watch you, which is exactly how I learned how to do most things from my folks, whether it was in the sheet metal industry or whether it was in the restaurant industry, or with my mom's, you know, shackling business, and my parents were working with that. So, irregardless, but with what has taken place in the last 90 days, I can honestly tell you this 90-day period was so much more productive for Vance Rogers than the last 90-day period because of, I don't like the term prospecting as much as fishing or just simply sharing and educating people on what we have to offer. And I had five guests and one wellness consultant at our preview this week, Tuesday night, with Dennis Williams. And these were people, most of which, that had stiffed me a few weeks prior when Bob Richards was in town, so I just fed them into the next event. You know, we go from event to event, rank to rank. So I'm going to stop talking now. And let's go one by one, and Kathy Clark, if you want to demute yourself and go first, and then you can jump back onto the muted line so we don't get to share the drive time commute noise with you, or with us, but what have you done this quarter differently than last, and now looking forward to the future come May 1st when these initiatives are announced? And trust me when I say, you're going to like what's happening, because I can tell you in the last 4 years from when enhancements were introduced in May of 2004 in Long Beach at that convention, Niken has taken a step back and looked at some of those things and said, you know, that one may have been good. However, well, we need to make some modifications. So you're going to really, really get excited, and if you've been listening at all. But so, Kathy, give us what's taken place this 90-day period, and what are you going to blast in next Thursday starting the next cycle and where, you know, where do you see that taking you?
Well, this 90-day period, I had a lot of things going on, but the biggest success for me has been I've just been talking to people, and it's been comfortable. It wasn't real comfortable in the past just to talk with people and, you know, relationship building, meeting people in stores or wherever. It wasn't real comfortable before. I could do it, but it wasn't comfortable. It's now become comfortable. And I would say that's probably the most exciting thing for me. And I've been talking to a lot of people. I have a lot of people in the pipeline right now at various spots. And I see this, the painting will be done today. We're working on it as I speak right now. And I see this momentum that I've built carrying forward. I've got, you know, I have an in-home scheduled for tonight with a bunch of my newest wellness consultant people. But I see this momentum carrying forward, and I'm really looking forward to the next 90 days. My newest wellness consultant wants to go silver next quarter, so I'm going to be really busy.
Now, Kathy, let me ask you another question. You just mentioned that it's become easier to share with people, easier to talk with people. Why?
I'm not really certain, except that I truly believe I'm beginning to represent wellness. People are actually coming and asking me questions, you know, on things, because I think a lot of they see a big difference in Olivia. You know, even her complexion has not cleared up. But it's just become really easy. It is as easy now as talking to a grocery clerk in the store and saying, and everyone, when they go and they reach the grocery clerk, say, "Hi, how are you?" It's that easy now.
Now, what would you say to people, let's say you're working with a new wellness consultant and she simply says, "Well, Kathy, I don't have an Olivia. I haven't had a dramatic experience with Neekin products. How do I convey the hope of Neekin to other people, because I don't have that personal, you know, emotional touch or emotional story like you've experienced?"
I would side up really close to a mentor, cross line, work with them, do three-way calls. And, you know, the biggest thing that I say to people is I might know of something, or I might have something that could help you or make you feel better. I don't know for certain, but you might want to look at it. And people are jumping at it.
Okay.
And I did that the other night with a complete stranger that was bemoaning the fact that he had blown his knee out coming down some stairs, and now he's going to have to go have cortisone shots, and he's had them before, and they don't work on him. And so he's, I'm going to be talking to him also later today on some meeting cards.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Great, good, good, good. Okay, let's go, ladies. First here, Molly, and then we'll hit Steve and Harold.
For me, it's also becoming easier. Somehow, I feel the ownership so much more. I started to work with the Crossland in town. I think she is the trigger point that for me to work at Nikken, really like other successful Nikken consultants. I have my home open for wellness preview every week. Whether my own prospects are coming or not. So that regularity of doing the business, doing the wellness preview, is something that I feel that I own the business. That whereas previously I didn't feel that, what would people say, that kind of negative thought came into my head every time when I want to charge and plunge into some new project. So where, Molly,
do you see, starting May 1st, where do you see things going from here? What are you going to do differently to turn up the heat a little bit more?
I don't know how else to turn up the heat, except that I have to organize my house even more.
Okay.
Because there are still boxes and piles of papers that accumulate. I didn't get them out of the guest site where they are walking and talking at the end of the formal presentation. So developing myself, making myself a more mature business person is where I am heading.
Okay. Great. Okay. Harold.
Yes.
Tell us about the last 90 days and then what, and I know, Harold, for the rest of the group's sake, you had a major transition in your life, and the fact that you actually fully went into retirement, you know, not retired, sort of, but fully there. And
right.
You have definitely turned up the intensity as far as scheduling appointments and then following up. And then at the same time, you've really taken on a strong role with some of the local leaders here in encouraging them, both your upline and your downline, which has been fun to watch, and the feedback that I'm getting from some of them has been really, really fun. But is it possible, answer what's taken place and then answer this question for me, can you turn it up the intensity even more?
Oh, yes, absolutely, and that's always been my problem. You talk about when I meet people, I love to talk to people and get them involved, and I have a way, like personality or experience with Nikken, whatever, to set appointments that way. What I hate is the phone. I hate to call people on the phone. I don't know why that is, but I hate that. So I am doing some different things. It's probably been about 6 weeks I've been trying to get these people into the process, and, you know, time with everybody is so tough. But in the last 2 weeks, I've had five people on the sleep system. I have two commitments for sleep systems. One, she says as soon as she gets her rebate from the government that they're going to go ahead and buy a sleep system because her husband's sleeping better, she's sleeping better. She actually went ahead and bought a pillow because she had a neck problem, and that was solving that. And then I have another lady who had did a rollout on asked me about the Air sleep system and how much it was. And I said, well, what size? She said, California King. And I believe it was like $3,300. She said, oh, my gosh, I just checked that out at the mall yesterday, and they were $5,500. It's a $2,000 savings. So she says, my next paycheck, for me and my husband, we want to go ahead and get one of those. So she's on a sleep system right now. Her mother is on one.
Now, Harold, give us a lesson in composure how did you contain your glee?
Well, I struck my head on the ceiling. I'm a really laid-back guy. You probably know that by now. I don't get real excited at anything. You just say, well, great, I've heard that before, and so what do you want to do? What do you want to do next? But on the next part of it is what I'm trying to do is the telephone. I had three people on my chicken list, and I called all three yesterday. Two I got a hold of. One is Michael Miller, the CEO of Goodwill. Makes $600,000 a year. Probably not interested in the business side of it at all. So I approached it by the fact that two people in the last 2 weeks that I know of who work for Goodwill have been diagnosed with diabetes.
Oh, wow.
It's an epidemic in that organization. And so I asked him if I could send him some information and a letter about what I do. And he knew a little, just a tiny bit about that I had another business, and that was about it. And he said, well, let's take it a step at a time. Send me the information. I'll get on the Internet. Check out it. You can. And I said, well, you're going to find both positive and negative on the Internet. And he says, I know all about positive and negative. And so I'm putting together a PowerPoint presentation, just generic, on diabetes. And I've got about that 80% complete anyway. So I'll finish that up. And hopefully be able to make a presentation for probably about 40 people at Goodwill.
Wow.
And I also called Melinda Merrill. She's the director of consumer services at Fred Meyer. And she's a lady you'll see on TV quite often, especially when there's scams and things like that about credit cards or whatever. She'll get on and talk about the business side of it, how to customers and consumers can protect themselves. As I've worked with her a little bit in the past. She didn't know I had any other business at all, so I called her, and we have an appointment Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So that's what I'm doing, is turning it up as much as I can right now, and I think I can do much better on the telephone. I just need to get it done.
Okay. And what you just said right there is that what I was going to piggyback on, and the fact of, let's find out what we're not comfortable with, and if it's an issue, hey, you guys, it's a growing experience. And again, I'm going to refer back to, what my parents and my grandparents always taught me. When you're not comfortable with something, well, the best way to overcome that is just, pick up the 25-pound phone and dial the number. And you guys, you have to understand that even regardless of your rank, Harold's been at this a long time as a seasoned, gold, wellness consultant. It's still some things you don't enjoy. And I'll tell you, for me, even though my parents are the prospecting king and queen, it's still challenging for me to cross that and segue over and find out if somebody, that's my challenge. It's easier the other, the other side. Once they've come on, board, at least they're least receptive, then it's easier. And there are other challenges. But the best thing and the only way to overcome that, as Harold said, hey, we just got to turn it up. We got to overcome it. We got to go forward. Okay, Steve, wrap us up. You're the last person, and you guys want to stay on and Mom and Dad want to take the line, I've got to get a 9-year-old out the door for an interview with a gentleman who, I got to just tell you, okay, Steve, I'm not going to take your time here, but when you, as a parent, when I talked about when you model things, they're caught, not taught, when you always are striving to go forward and to pursue excellence, your kids take notice of this. So 2 weeks ago, McKenna, our 9-year-old, was given the assignment to anything on the subject of Oregon. It could be a tree, it could be an animal, it can be anything. On that subject, she has to give an oral report. Well, it's due on Monday. Her time slot is on Monday when she presents it. And so any subject. So what does the kid pick? She said, I want to study and find out more about the Japanese internment camp that took place during World War II. What the heck? I'm like, what's wrong with the tree? You know, it's a lot easier. So long and short, we have an interview set up in 45 minutes with a gentleman who lives just up the road from us, a quarter mile, who at eight or nine years old went into an internment camp. And he invited us to come over, and he wants to share his experience with McKenna. I'm like, this is just classic. So anyways, when you raise the bar, there's a lot of morals and lessons to be learned in this, but when you raise the bar for yourself, people are going to take notice. So if you want to model success and get your group growing, we'll start leading by example, as Terry Latham so eloquently told Sherry Dorsey. You want to know what I'm doing? You want to see how I'm doing this? Watch my back and get behind me, and I'll show you. But we can't ask other people to do what we're not doing. So, okay, Steve, tell us about the last 90 days and what you're going to do in the next 90 days to turn up the intensity.
The last 90 days for me have been a very learning experience from the standpoint that I've been able to get a major monkey off my back that's been haunting me for a long time. I used to tell people that if I took one more project on, that it'd have to go on the end of the 4 years worth of projects that are already scheduled out. So, I grew up on the farm where you filled every second, and whether you wanted to or not, and moving to the country, or from the country to the city, I still haven't moved away from that. So I've had to cross things off my list that aren't ever going to get done. Put things on my list that have to get done and be accountable for what I'm doing. So it's been a good thing. The last 90 days, probably the most important thing that happened is the fact that my wife has finally come to the conclusion that she's sick and tired of being sick and tired of working for somebody else that doesn't appreciate what she accomplishes for them. And so she's decided to join me in the business, which is for the first time in 10 years. So that's the biggest excitement for me in the last 90 days. The second most is the fact that one of my downline, my son, has also decided the same thing. And so he made the decision that he is going to go sober. And this was the month that he was working to set that up, the groundwork for that, which makes me determine that he's going to push me to sober. So that means I have to set myself up for doing gold so that I still have a check when he goes sober. And so that's my, to accomplish that, I'm having to learn how to, Harold said, learn to use the phone. I use the phone 8, 9, 10 hours a day at work. And some people say, how can you get on the phone after you get away from that? Well, I like the phone, so that's not a big deal. It's just that I didn't quite know what to say and how to say it. And so I just got to be like Terry Latham and lock myself in the room and do it until I perfect it. And if that means that I have to go through a list in the telephone book, that's what I'm going to have to do. So, and it's been interesting as my wife has determined that she wants to help with the business. But, you know, after being around the business for 10 years, you learn a lot of information, and you've got to shut off a lot of the information and just learn what's the real basics. And it's been fun to share with her and get her perspective on what she thinks is the basic thing that people are interested in hearing, and using her as a tremendous sounding board, and people like yourselves as another sounding board to know what to do. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. All right. Questions, comments? And let me remind you guys, next Thursday, don't miss the kickoff call, okay? You're going to want to have this information, and it's going to be a dramatic change in not only our earning potential, everybody, yeah, we're all silvers and above. Steve, you're a silver, correct?
I'm actually an executive.
You're an executive. Okay, you're an executive. Okay. Well, the 6% will be greatly impacted to the better, for the better, okay? Don't get nervous on me, Harold, Molly, or Kathy, but you're going to really, really like, and that's just one of the many, many changes that, just some wonderful things. So don't miss that call, next Thursday night at 6 p.m. here on the West Coast, 9 o'clock for Molly.
Would the requirement for silver increase?
What's that?
Would the requirement for the rank of silver?
No. That stays the same. It's just if you guys have all been long enough, think back to what was introduced in May of 2004 in Long Beach, California, and think about modifying those things for the better. Requirements are not changing. I won't say that the bar is being lowered. I'll just say that it's being tweaked to make things better. So if that gets your anxiety scale up a little bit, well, good. That'll encourage you to get on the call. So you guys, I need to jump off a little bit earlier than we normally would, and I apologize for that. I'll be back next Saturday with a bit more time, but if you guys want to hang on the line, Dad, Mom, I'll just toss it over to you. And if there's something you wanted to share that I missed, try and, you know, wrap it up in the next 10 minutes, and you guys can go from there. So, you guys, thank you again.
Sounds good, and I don't want to miss anything, but I did have a comment. Well, a couple. Steve, when you come on, I don't know whether you star four, your line or not when you came on, but it was a little bit difficult to hear you compared to the rest of people.
Sorry about that.
No, that's much better.
I'm using my wife's cell phone, which I never use, and I'm using it on a mic so that I can hear and not have to have the phone up against my head. So apologize on that.
No, that's okay. That's much better.
I think I'm trying to create more work for myself, so I have to go in and boost my sound when I do the recording, right?
There you go. Anyway, one thought that came to my mind when Molly was talking about going into conversations and exactly how, and actually everybody was kind of talking about that general subject, but I like to take the opposite side and try and make anytime I'm just coming from a little bit of a product end, and my opening is never usually from a product end, but when it gets to that point, I use pretty much the same phrases. My experience, I don't have a life-changing experience compared to most people, or many people, I should say, but, like a one-foot-in-the-grave testimony, but over the time I've been here, nor did I have immediate results that I could say, oh, this was hurting, then it quit hurting immediately or at a specific time. But the little things that have happened to me to change my quality of life are significant to me and important to me. So, you know, I don't know where it would be, how this could affect you or your children or whatever, to what degree, but, you know, I always look at it and say, gee, if I didn't even have to take as much prescription drugs, that would be a benefit or whatever. So I try to make it real easy and believable, and I get them nodding their head if I'm in front of them agreeing with what I'm saying by me doing just that. I think most people would feel that way. Wouldn't you agree? And they'll look at me and, you know, da-da. So that's when I get to that point. Before that, mine is usually, they don't even know why I'm taking their name and phone number. Oh, you said something. I really need to get your phone number. We need to exchange emails. And I have yet to have been refused. Oh, no, I take that back. I can remember one time that the person refused. And quite frankly, I think it was my fault because I had a negative feeling about it and would, in normal conditions, never have even asked the question. But, you know, hey, rejection, whether it's once or whether it's 25 times, you go on. So I think Denny had a thought, too.
Harold, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, the question I had is, you know, I've done a lot of prospecting and everything, but one has always hesitated. What you just caught my attention was I think that I could say what we call recruiting up. Like you said,
yes.
The guys, and what the question was, what enticed you to do this?
Well, when I look around and see the, you know, the big business builders, they're people who are very smart, who've already been successful, who are probably so busy they don't have time to do anything else. And so I'm starting to look for those kind of people who are executives already where they are. They're very successful. And if they can be successful in one business, they can be successful in another. You know, I feel my job, I guess you would say, is to give them enough information that they can decide if they want to buy some products, if they want to, you know, find out more about the business side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to recruit up all the time. You know, that's my goal right now.
The question is, what kind of give you that insight to want to start doing that? What kicked you off to do that?
Well, I'm tired of being gold. I want to be a diamond so bad I can't stand it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, it really caught me because I've been doing a lot of recruiting, but I get to thinking is I haven't really been recruiting upward, and I really feel I need to emphasize real strong on that.
And me too. And one other thing, and this is not for your benefit because I know you already realize this, but for the rest of our group or anybody else that's in the gallery, you do have to realize you have to go through more of those people to find the person, because we can get a lot of yeses out of minimum wage people because they all want to increase their income, right?
Right.
When you start recruiting off the top of the list instead of the bottom of the list, you have to go through more numbers. So, you know, get some practice, but don't be afraid to take a stab at these other ones, for Pete's sake. It's always a no unless you ask, right?
That's right.
And it's never a situation where you can't go back.
I find that even the people that are very successful, they have the same problems that everybody else does.
That's,
you know,
right.
They
and
don't
have them do multiple businesses too.
That's probably true. I hadn't thought about that side of it, but you're probably right.
And most of the time, we don't know about it because they don't care to talk about those things.
Right.
Whether it's investments or always looking for a place to put some, you know, some dollars, or how to structure that program, or it's also who they know that's right, because those people know a lot of people.
Right.
And if you always end it with the referral idea, I don't dig for referrals until they've gotten a real interest in what I'm doing. But when they have a serious interest, you know that they know people that are in the right timing in their lives that this could be an answer for.
Good idea.
Well, Denny walked out on me. We got just a couple minutes. Does anybody have a question or another comment?
Sure. I see I got hold of the CD that you had surrounded doctors and those people who had been on a plant-based diet. I listened through from beginning to the end, whereas the previous I just listened to a little bit here and there whenever I have time. I appreciate it so much from hearing it from the beginning to end, how really animal protein is the problem that causes all our problems.
Well, it's true, and if anybody wants to know more information, all you've got to do is pick up the China Study by Dr. Colin Campbell. There's no refuting the evidence that's delivered in that book. And then you can look to all the other people that are already doing it. Some of them are very visual. Others are, you know, don't spend the time being visual. They just go about what they normally do and are already doing it. And that amazed me at the number of people that were in my circle of friends and contacts that were already there and had already arrived at that. I mean, all levels of income from the very bottom to the very, very top. But it is about education, and to me that's part of delivering the message, the total picture of wellness to the people that come in our lives. So, and if you want anything shorter than a book on the subject, if you want to email me and put in the subject line, China Study. You can just put CS for China Study Overview. I've got a couple of great little short articles that will give you just a quick composite of it, and I'd be more than happy to shoot those out to you. I'm kind of squelched for a good computer. I'm limping along on a notebook right now, but anyway, so give me a little time. I'll keep going back through my emails. My our email address is Denny Char, DennyChar, at Comcast.net. Denny Char at Comcast.net. So, anybody else with a comment? Thank you, Molly.
Yeah, the CD is a lot easier, too.
Oh, the CDs. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
If you don't want to read it, listen to it in your car. It's available on CD through Amazon.com. China Study by Dr. Colin Campbell. Highly recommend it. You want to be a great, great wellness consultant. Your body just works better. We've got all these incredible Niken products that makes our body more alkaline all the time, trying to fight to keep us in balance and keep an alkaline system. We need to make sure that what goes in our body is the right balance in what we eat. We got these great whole food nutritionals, but why not give them the help by just not doing a drip system of acid into our system? So anyway, my commercial. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Thank you for all you do.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome, Steve. Glad to have you on the call.
I thought of
another thing, so I would like to know if you know about the blue-green algae.
Blue-green algae, that's why I use jade greenzymes. Yes, I know a fair amount about it because I live in an area where it comes from, so yes.
Right, that's right. I have a book. Could I send you in the book so we can talk more about it?
I think I honestly don't. I've got too big a stack right now of stuff that's related to what I'm already doing that, Molly, let me put it on the back burner. Ask me that in 6 months because we're leaving. I got so much laid out to do while I'm on the road getting home that I'm on overload. So.
Okay, because I do also get some of those from Oregon. Okay.
Yeah, a way to go, so thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I think we've got another one up on the call here, probably waiting to roll. So thanks, guys. You did a great job this week, so just keep up the good work.